How far have they gone? Elisa Brady, Fox News. A getaway car has been found in Tennessee after an inmate escaped from an Alabama prison 1 week ago today with the apparent help of a corrections official who's now been fired.
And really shocking her whole community. 17 years as a model officer, employee of the year, and suddenly runs off with a confessed murderer.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the officer had recently sold her house and was supposed to retire. For now, the manhunt continues. The White House says again that President Biden supports the right to peacefully protest amid concern about abortion rights advocates planning protests outside churches and justices' homes after the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade.
Our preference would be for Congress to codify Roe and, of course, for the final opinion not to look like the leaked opinion.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki also says they've been in conversation with a number of groups, including pro-choice advocates. Under federal law, trying to influence a judge with protests is a problem.
It's illegal to picket or parade in or near a building occupied by a judge, juror, or witness if your hope is to influence them. And that is punishable by up to a year in prison or a $5,000 fine.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. A new security fence was put up around the Supreme Court this week. President Biden visiting a manufacturing plant in Ohio.
I know you're worried about the price of gas, food, and other necessities.
Emphasizing the importance of making more products in the U.S.
The pandemic and the economic crisis that we inherited and Putin's war in Ukraine have all shown the vulnerability when we become too reliant on things made overseas.
Though partisan differences remain over the approach to job creation and the economy, Wall Street not as volatile today, the Dow down 96 points at the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man accused of attacking comedian Dave Chappelle on stage in L.A. is hit with four charges, but no felonies.
Once the L.A. County District Attorney decided not to press any felony charges against Isaiah Lee, the case went to the L.A. City Attorney. The L.A. D.A. George Gascon, who's been criticized by some, including victims' advocates and other attorneys, for being lenient on offenders, said the knife that Lee had was in his bag, so he wouldn't be charging him with a felony. The city attorney, Mike Feuer, who's also running for mayor, said in a video statement on his website that he would be charging Lee with misdemeanors.
My office takes protecting public safety extremely seriously, and we are going to vigorously prosecute this case.
Included in the charges is battery for tackling Dave Chappelle and possession of a weapon with intent to commit assault.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Lee pleaded not guilty. A natural gas leak, the suspected cause of a hotel explosion in Havana. Cuban officials say at least 8 people were killed, 40 injured, believed to be mainly employees or construction workers. The Hotel Saratoga had been under renovation and scheduled to reopen next week. This hasn't happened since the pandemic started. Free Comic Book Day on the first Saturday in May returned turning in time for its 20th anniversary.
So once again, fans of funny books or those who want to see what the hobby is all about can crowd into the local comic book store and take advantage of the many comic books that are being offered for free to readers, young and old. In past years, Free Comic Book Day would reprint classic storylines from heroes like Superman, Batman, Captain America, and many others. But now the yearly event has become a launching pad for new books or big comic book events. This year, you can treat yourself to books featuring Spider-Man, TV shows like Stranger Things or The Three Stooges, and a preview to a spin-off series from The Walking Dead universe called Clementine. Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, stocks finished lower, extending yesterday's losses. The Dow down 98 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.